Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation on the 12th Hour, Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is May 8th, 2017, or as if 12, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song entitled, Lead Me to Calvary. Say of my life I crown thee now, thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget, yes, and I need, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thought of me, lead me to Calvary. Show me the tomb where thou wast laid, tenderly fond and well. Angels in robes of light arrayed, guarded thee while thou slept. Lest I forget, yes, and I need, lest I forget thy agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Let me like Mary to the groom, come with the gift to thee. Show to me now the empty tomb, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thy agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. May I be willing thou to bear daily my cross for thee, even the cup of grief to share thou hast borne all for me. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thy agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Okay. Part 19, Gentiles, this is Galatians chapter 4. It says that, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be master of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, Yahweh sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. But because ye are sons, Yahweh has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of Yahweh through the Yeshua. Everything has to go through the Yeshua. Howbeit then, when you knew not Yahweh, you did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now after that you have known Yahweh, or rather known of him, how turn you again unto the weak and beggarly elements whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage. You observe days and months and times and years. You observe, in other words, you observe the feast days. You observe them. All through the year. He says months. There you have your seasonal feast. Passover comes in the first month. Pentecost comes in the third month. Atonement comes in the seventh month. Feast of Tabernacles, seventh month. Week of Unleavened Bread, first month. Says, you observe days and months and times and years. I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Paul's testimony, verse 12. Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as ye are. Ye have not injured me at all. You know how through the infirmity of the flesh I preach the gospel. Here's that gospel again, and you know what we changed that into. I preach the truth of the plan of the salvation through the new and living way by the blood of the sprinkling of the Yeshua Messiah unto you at the first. Or I preach the doctrine unto you at the first. And my temptation which was in my flesh you despise not, nor rejected, but receive me as an angel of Yahweh, even as a Yeshua Messiah. Now this is what we're having in Africa. Jeff White, I want you to change your name to a Bible name called David Number 2. Okay? That would be a good drawing card for you in Africa. Where is then the blessedness you speak of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them unto me. And the reason I say that, Jeff White, is because you need a Bible name, and you need that. You're at the house of David, and so you can say, well, this is my new biblical name because I'm of the house of David. And so therefore I can inherit that name. Okay. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? They zealously affect you but not well. Yea, they would exclude you that you might affect them. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. My little children, of whom I travail in the birth again until Yahshua be formed in you, I desire to be present with you now, and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. An allegory, verse 21. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman was by the promise. The one born after flesh was not designated by the Holy Spirit. The one born after the free woman, Isaac, was born by the designation of the Holy Spirit. Verse 24, Galatians chapter 4. For these things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which gendereth unto bondage, which is Agar. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth unto Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. The Jerusalem which is above is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not, for the breast that hath many more children than she which hath an husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of the promise. But as then he that was born after flesh persecuted him that was born after spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. That's why we do what we do. When the Holy Spirit impresses us to do something, we should be willing to do it immediately. Liberty and the law. Stand fast, therefore, the chapter 5, Galatians. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Yeshua hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of the bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Yeshua shall profit you nothing. Okay. For I testify again unto every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Now, what does that mean? It says, if you're circumcised, shall profit you nothing. Okay, then what's the whole law? That's the whole law of Moses. That's the animal sacrifices, folks. Okay, for the old covenant. That's the old covenant law. That's the whole law for the old covenant. It includes also the animal sacrifices. Well, what is the whole law then for the new covenant? How many times is the whole law mentioned in Scripture? We can go to James 2:10 and read about a statement made there about the whole law. It says, therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake. All right? That's Timothy. I thought I was in James, James 2:10. It says that, for whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Okay? So now, James is telling them here in the New Testament that if you keep the whole law and offend in one point, you're guilty of all. Well, what happened back there in the Old Testament? Those that kept the whole law, they came through the atonement every year. Those that kept the whole law. But those that didn't keep the whole law, they didn't come for the atonement, and they got their name taken out of the book, and they were cut off from the congregation of Israel. Banished. They were banished out of the camp. They couldn't even worship anymore with the house of Israel, if they offended in the whole law, and that's what James 3:2 says. But for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in the word, the same is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body. So what is James telling us there? He said if you don't offend in the whole law, then the same as a perfect man. All right, you want to become perfect? But then understand and don't let presumptuous sin reign over you. And I'm going to say that presumptuous sin, I'm going to go to Psalms 19 and read that again to you. Because this is why we don't keep the whole law of the new covenant. Because it says in Romans 8:2, the law of the Spirit of life in Yahshua hath made us free from the law of sin and death. The whole law of the Spirit. It should have said the whole law of the Spirit of Yahshua has made us free from sin and death. All right, let's go back there and read Psalms 19. If I can get to it here quickly. This says that verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of the Yahweh, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where Their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words unto the end of the world. And them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. Now without the sun, and the moon, and the stars, you could not have a sanctuary service here on earth, according to a specific time, a timetable. Sanctuary is set up and governed by the sun, the moon, and the stars. Verse 6 of Psalms 19. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. For the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Yahweh is pure and light in the eyes. The fear of the Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is a great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from the secret fault. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Yahweh, my strength and my redeemer. Okay. Back to Galatians chapter 5. Verse 4. Yahshua has become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law. You keep the works of the law without the blood. In other words, the works of the law is just showing up on the holy days. But that's all you do. You don't do anything else. And so that's because you say, well, I keep the Sabbath. I keep the Sabbath, well, that's what all these holy days are. They're just Sabbath days. By first and then second, they are holy convocations as you meet on those days. You are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit, here it is right here. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of the righteousness by the faith in the blood of the Yahshua, Messiah, our Savior. For in the Yahshua Messiah, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith in his blood, which worketh by the love for the Savior and his and the Father. And Yahshua made that very clear in John 15:10. He made it very clear. This is his words. This is the Savior's words. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my law. Now there's that law. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his law. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey? Oh, the truth. Here's that obey the truth. It's the second time I've come across that. Obey the truth. I read it in my earlier study about obeying the truth. Somewhere in this here study, in Galatians, I believe. It might have been somewhere else. But anyway, obey the truth. Now in Romans 2:8, it says, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. Okay. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Yahshua Messiah hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? And then in Galatians 5:7 it says you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? So mark that down. Romans 2:8, Galatians 3:1, and Galatians 5:7. Okay, Galatians 5:8. For this persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Yahshua that you will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. So in other words, somebody's coming into your midst that is a false prophet, or whatever he is, he's false. And he's putting these here, well, they're Jews, I can tell you right now, they're the Pharisees that are coming in among you all, of your Gentiles, and they're telling you that if you're going to do the whole law, you've got to be circumcised. Okay. Galatians 5:11, and I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. How would they were even cut off which trouble you? See, he said, how would they were even cut off which trouble you? All right. So, we had a man here. He troubled us for 33 years. Alan DeLong, he troubled us for 33 years. 1981. About 2014, he troubled us for 33 years. He was a vexation because, number one, he had no respect for the seventh-day Sabbath when I brought him into the congregation back in 1981 at Kermit, Texas, Gilead Center under Brother W. Johnson. And Brother Johnson never said a word to him all through those 20 years that Alan DeLong was Brother Johnson's secretary. Brother Johnson knew it. He never said a word to him in reproach or anything. Alan would work over Friday evenings on the Sabbath day coming on. He'd work right on up to maybe 10 o'clock at night if he had to. He just had to get those jobs out. He was a lawn care man. And he had just to get that last lawn mowed. He just had to get it mowed. I'd quit him. I'd be working for him, and I'd quit him and go home. I'd go home. Okay, so it says in Galatians 5:13, for brethren, you have been called unto liberty only. Use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. And all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, how can you love your neighbor as yourself? Well, first place, you've got to have a love for Yahshua, John 15:10. If you love me, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. So Yahshua's telling everybody, I had to keep my Father's commandments if I want to abide in His love. Well, if we want to show love to our neighbor, then number one, we keep the commandments very, very closely. Okay. Verse 15, Galatians 5. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. See? That's what we had going on here for many years, biting and devouring. Okay. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. And ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Okay. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one unto another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strifes, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such a lot. Now, why did it mention murders? Because it says, if you hate your brother, you are a murderer. So it says, and such the like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of the Yahshua. It says God here, talking about the Father, and it is the kingdom of Yahweh, but Yahweh has placed his son over the kingdom of David here on earth, Luke 1, 31, 32, 33. And so this is the kingdom that Paul introduced to them, the kingdom that Yahshua represented being the king of. So Paul reminded them, You'll not inherit the kingdom. What does it mean to inherit? It means that the kingdom is within you, Luke 17:20. But it can only abide in you for now, because the physical, literal kingdom is not going to come until a later time. Okay. Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Yahshua's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of the vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. End of chapter 5. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of the meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Yahshua. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived, Yahweh is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth unto his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth unto the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of the faith. You see how large a letter I have written unto you with mine own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of the Yahshua. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised that they may glory in your flesh. Yahweh forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. When Yahshua the Messiah, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according unto this rule, peace be on them, and mercy and upon the Israel of Yahweh. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Savior Yahshua. Brethren, the grace of our Savior Yahshua Messiah be with your spirit. Hallelujah. That ends Ephesians chapter 6 and that book. Now let us go into, Galatians chapter 6. Let us now go into Galatians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, Paul is the author of the Ephesians, which was probably written about 60 A.D., Paul begins this letter with blessings unto those who have accepted Yahshua as their Savior. Paul then discusses salvation by the grace and the uniting of those in the Yahshua and to a single body of believers. The last three chapters of the Ephesians are devoted to the practical application of this new life in the Yahshua. Beginning in verse 10 of chapter 6, Paul details how the believer should prepare for the battle with Satan by putting on the armor of Yahweh. These verses are the most widely recognized verses in the Ephesians. Blessings in the Yahshua. Chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahshua Messiah, by the will of Yahweh, unto the saints which are at Ephesus, and unto the faithful in the Yahshua Messiah, grace be unto you, and peace from Yahweh our Father, and from the Yahshua, from the Savior Yahshua the Messiah. Blessed be the Yahweh, and Father of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in the Yahshua, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in the law, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by the Yahshua Messiah unto himself, according unto the good pleasure of his will, unto the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted and the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the time, he might gather together in one all things in Yahshua, both which are in the heaven and which are on the earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according unto the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be the praise of his glory, who first trusted in the Yahshua, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise. Of which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Savior Yahshua, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the Yahweh of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, the Father of the glory, may give unto you the spirit of the wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, for the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in the Yahshua when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, for above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things unto the congregation, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Okay, that's the end of chapter 1 of the Ephesians. We'll go right on into chapter 2. Salvation through grace. Let's do that again. Salvation through the grace. The grace of what? Through the grace of the Yahweh and His Son. In other words, it's a gift that He offers unto everyone that wants to avail themselves of it. To have eternal life, but you have to come through the blood system. And you hath He quickened who were dead in the trespasses and sin, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of the wrath, even as others. But Yahweh, who is rich in the mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in the sins, hath quickened us together with Yahshua. By grace you are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in the Yahshua, Messiah, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through the Yahshua, Messiah. For by grace are ye saved through the faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of the Yahweh, not of works lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in the Yahshua Messiah unto good works, which the Yahweh hath before ordained that we should walk in them. United and equal in the Yahshua, wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision. The Gentiles are called uncircumcision, and the Pharisees, the Jews, they are called the circumcision. That is, in the flesh made by hand. That at that time you were without Yahshua, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without Yahweh in the world. But now the Yahshua Messiah, or the Savior, the Yahshua, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of the Yahshua. For He is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of the partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of the commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that He might reconcile both unto Yahweh and the one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace unto you which were far off, and unto them that were nigh. For through Him we both have access by the one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of the Yahweh. In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Yahweh, in whom ye also are built together for an habitation of Yahweh through the Spirit. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner... Okay, this is in chapter 3 of Ephesians. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of the Yahshua Messiah, for you Gentiles. Now Paul said, I was made a prisoner of the Yahshua Messiah for you Gentiles. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of the Yahweh, which is given me unto you, word, how that by the revelation He made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote four and few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Yahshua, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostle. And prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in the Yahshua by the truth of the plan of salvation through the blood of Yahshua. I put that all in a place of the word gospel. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of Yahweh given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of the Yahshua, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in the Yahweh, who created all things by Yahshua Mashiach. And to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be known by the congregation of the manifold wisdom of the Yahweh, according unto the eternal purpose that he purposed in the Yahshua Messiah, our Savior. Okay, it's an eternal purpose. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Let's do that again. In whom we have boldness and access with the confidence by the faith in the blood of him, Yahshua the Messiah. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah, of whom the whole family in the earth, heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Yahshua may dwell in your hearts by the faith, that you being rooted and grounded in the love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of the Yahshua, which passes all knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of the Father. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the congregation by the Yahshua Messiah throughout all ages, world without end. Hallelujah. This is in the chapter 3 of Ephesians. We'll go right on into chapter 4. Alright, relationships with other believers. Chapter 4, verse 1, Ephesians. I therefore, the prisoner of the Yahshua, here Paul again is telling these people that he's a prisoner of the Yahshua, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of the Spirit. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you were called, and one hope of your calling. One Savior, one faith, one baptism, one Yahweh and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according unto the measure of the gift of the Yahshua. There's your gift and there's your word grace, all the same verse. Wherefore he said, when he ascendeth up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now you can read about those gifts in Corinthians. Now that he ascended, what is it that but that he also descended first in the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all the heaven, that he might fill all things. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Yahshua, that we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of Yahweh unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Yahshua. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even the Yahshua. From whom the whole body is fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied, according unto the effectual working and the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Putting on the new man, verse 17, this I say therefore, and testify unto Yahshua, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of the Yahweh. Now this is to say the life of God. Let's change that God, pagan title, to Yahshua. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of the Yahshua through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Yahshua, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in the Yahshua, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after Yahweh is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth, the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not, let not the sun go down on your wrath. Be ye angry and sin not. Now to give place unto the devil, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things that is good, that he may have to give unto him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of Yahweh, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of the redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as Yahweh for Yahshua's sake hath forgiven you. Okay, end of chapter 4 of Ephesians. Let's go right on into chapter 5. Walk in the love. Be ye therefore followers of Yahweh as the dear children, and walk in the love as Yahshua also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice unto Yahweh for a sweet smelling savor. The fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Now the filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of the thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of the Yeshua and of the Father, Yahweh. Let no man deceive you with the vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of Yahweh upon the children of the disobedient. And there's a good scripture right there in verse 6 that goes also with Matthew chapter 3 and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and 3. Matthew 24:3, I mean. Let's go look at those scriptures. To go with Ephesians 5, verse 6, and I'm going to read verse 6 again. It says, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of Yahweh upon the children of disobedience. You can read it for yourself. Actually, let's finish this chapter. Verse 7. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Yeshua. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is the acceptable, what is acceptable unto the Yeshua, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of the darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in the secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Yahshua shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. Because the days are evil, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Father is, and be not drunk with the wine wherein is its excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking unto yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Yeshua, giving thanks always for all things in Yahweh and the Father in the name of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Yahweh. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Yahweh. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Yahshua is the head of the congregation, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the Yahshua is subject unto And therefore, as the congregation is subject unto the Yahshua, so let the wives be unto their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Yahshua also loved the congregation and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it unto himself a glorious congregation, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as a congregation, as a Yeshua the congregation. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Yahshua and the congregation. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Okay, that ends Ephesians chapter 5. Let's go right on into chapter 6. Verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Yeshua, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children unto wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Yeshua. Servants and their masters, verse 5. Servants, be obedient unto them that are your masters according unto the flesh, with the fear and trembling and singleness of your heart, as unto Yahshua, not with eye service, as men please, but as the service of Yahshua, doing the will of Yahweh from the heart, with good will doing service as unto Yahweh and not unto men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Yahshua, whether he be bond or free, and ye masters do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is the respect of persons with him. The armor of Yahweh. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Yahshua and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of the Yahweh, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of the Yahweh, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the God, of the plan of salvation, and the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, and the peace. I added half of that verse. Above all, taking the shield of the faith, wherewith ye shall be able for the quenching of all of the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of the salvation and the sword of the Spirit, that is the word of the Yahweh. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the plan of salvation, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, that you also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychicus, a beloved a beloved brother and faithful minister of the Yahshua, shall make known unto you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your heart. Peace be unto the brethren, and love with the faith in the blood of the Yahshua from Yahweh the Father and the Savior Yahshua the Messiah. Grace be with all of them that love our Savior Yahshua Messiah in the sincerity. End of chapter 6, and this brings the end of our study for this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour call, and it's number 11. Click on the audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Who at my door stands? Who at my door stands? Hey, can he go? Thank you. tragedy. Joshua, art thou not weary, waiting so long for me? Oh, my heart.